The once great state of California used to be the land of the brave and the free. Used to be. California championed the freedoms of our great Constitution, including and especially the First Amendment, and the Second, and the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth. Wherever the rights of the people were paramount, guaranteed and fully protected by the Constitution, California guaranteed all of them, and then some. What a great state it was. Then. California once upon a time was a place where freedom of speech rang loud and clear, as did freedom of religion, and freedom of assembly, and freedom of the press, and the media. California was a welcoming home to all of those freedoms. But that was then, and in the now, no state in our great union has been more aggressive in trying to control and curtail free speech. Not a one. The Judiciary Committee of the Legislature in California, in the person of Assemblyman Evan Lowe, has championed a resolution which in essence will dictate, even demand and require, what religious leaders say about LGBTQ behavior or identities. This proposed law will require religious leaders to embrace the individual and social benefits of family and community acceptance of LGBTQ people. Require. That is so no matter what the religious leaders believe or whether or not they choose to embrace and champion the tenets of the Bible with respect to this lifestyle. In short, says this new law, preach the party line, embrace and articulate the current California thinking LGBTQ, incredibly and aggressively secular, and in no way condemn the lifestyle no matter what the scriptures say. But this unbelievable piece of legislation has only just begun. It now requires religious leaders to condemn conversion therapy as unethical, and such a practice must be legally banned. Legally banned. No matter the free speech implications. This California legislature, championed by Evan Lowe, claims that conversion therapy is not only unethical, but leads to higher rates of suicide. Suicide. And any such verbal negativity by religious leaders can cause serious harm, including family rejection, and there should be no attempt to dissuade an individual who wishes to change sexual orientation or gender identity. None whatsoever. If these dictates become law, and it very well may in California, it will be the most serious infringement on free speech ever passed by any state. In fact, it could very well be the beginning of the end of the freedom of the pulpit, and certainly the ability to preach publicly what pastors believe and what the scriptures teach. And of course, what goes on in California goes around. You can be certain that if this legislation passes, similar legislation will arise in our most liberal states, and probably immediately. And they include a New York, a New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, and perhaps Hawaii and others. No matter that the First Amendment of our great Constitution absolutely forbids our federal Congress and by extension state legislatures from making any law that would in any way abridge, much less eliminate free speech, no matter, they will do what they want to do. California will do what California wants no matter the Constitution. In fact, it probably cares very little for the federal, the U.S. Constitution at this point in time. It is a state, but it thinks of itself as a nation, and certainly an entity unto itself. It is ready to defy the Supreme Court, the President of the United States, and the Congress in order to do its own thing. We are left to wonder just what the punishment for verbal violation of this bill will be, should pastors and other religious leaders have the courage to speak. And that speech runs afoul of this law. What, I wonder, will California do to punish them and shut them up? And as a corollary, will the true Bible-believing pastors have the courage to stand up? This bill not only threatens pastors, but Christian counselors as well. Hear the words of ordained counselor Joe Dallas, who said the following. While warning against the dangers of so-called conversion therapy, this bill, ACR 99, restricts much more than counseling. It, in fact, dictates to pastors what they cannot teach, or counselors what they cannot counsel. And that is that homosexuality, according to the Bible, is a sin. You can't do that anymore, Pastor, if this law passes. And of course, that may be the real reason why this legislation is proposed. It angers the LGBTQ community whenever homosexual lifestyle is referred to as a sin in biblical terms. That's the Bible, rather than just an alternative lifestyle. Now comes this bill of minister muzzling. I can only imagine what comes next. Sooner or later, virtually any biblical admonition or prohibition, you know, like a sin, can come under attack, and little, if anything, of the Bible of old will be left protected. But again, my fellow Americans, California will do what California wants to do, no matter the Constitution, and no matter the very first and most important amendment of all, the First Amendment. And you know what is in there which is so critical to democracy and the country we love, and that is freedom of speech. Freedom! Unabridged freedom of speech. There will be little of that left to pastors and religious leaders and religious counselors if this bill passes and others follow. The legislators claim that such teachings against this lifestyle and the tenets of traditional faiths have caused depression and increased rates of suicide. But over 25 religious and nonprofit leaders, including several psychologists, have signed a letter refuting the resolution's claim, which they state is not based on facts. This group cites several research projects that found individuals with same-sex attraction and who live according to their traditional religious faith are no less happy or healthy than individuals in liberal faiths or no faith at all, who live out an LGBTQ identity. No facts to back it up. But California will do what California wants to do, no matter the facts. And if California wants to shut down free speech, and especially pastoral free speech, California will do just that, especially when it comes to Christianity and the pulpit preaching of Christian ministers. You can be certain that this bill will face incredible constitutional challenges should it pass, both at the state level and, of course, the federal, and ultimately, the Supreme Court. It'll get there. It surely will. These 25 religious and nonprofit leaders, again, including several psychologists, who signed this letter of protest, stated very clearly their belief that this bill is a threat to religious freedom and could actually hurt families when a same-sex attracted parent is no longer able to seek therapy to save their marriage and family. And thankfully, the letter goes on to state the following. Hear this carefully. It is unconstitutional to strip any person of any First Amendment freedoms, and it is inhumane to prohibit individuals from addressing their own personal pain and desire for healing and change. That's a fundamental American right. And that, in my view, is indeed the larger problem, the unconstitutionality of this act. This bill, should it pass, which does not only curtail free speech, but actually seeks to eliminate it, would be a disaster for the state of California, and a disaster as a precursor for legislation for the rest of our country. And there already is more coming at the federal level in the form of the Equality Act. Have you heard of that? Look it up on the internet. It's absolutely unbelievable, just unbelievable. It's now proposed and championed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and this bill will accomplish much of that proposed by the California legislation, and in some cases even more. This equality legislation, as it nears passage in the House of Representatives, could strike a severe blow against religious freedom and freedom of speech, the First Amendment notwithstanding. It really has no chance to become law with President Trump in office, but if a Democratic candidate for president wins in 2020, you can be certain that this legislation will either pass or much of what it contains will be implemented by presidential order My fellow Americans, and especially my fellow Christians, the fight is on. Whether for religious freedom, freedom of speech, or freedom of press, the protection of the freedoms of the First Amendment, the fight is on, and it's on big time. We, the faithful, carry on and engage in this struggle with dialogue and discussion. We champion biblical truths from deep belief and faith, and for real Christians with love. But now comes the Christian shut up, verbally on the one hand, but also in terms of conduct and behavior on the other. This conflict has only just begun. And the Democrats, the secularists, the progressives, the radicals are determined to win. When the Supreme Court, in the person of former Justice Kennedy, announced its decision that the right to gay marriage was constitutional, even though it wasn't, Chief Justice John Roberts, in his dissent, warned the nation that this decision, this finding of a new constitutional right to gay marriage, would trigger an incredible and aggressive conflict with the guarantee of the First Amendment of religious freedom and its companion, freedom of speech. And boy, was Roberts ever right. Liberal, even radical states like California have been emboldened by this decision. And where radical progressivism prevails, these states will do anything in their power to muzzle Christianity and Christian teaching and Christian counseling and the tenets of the Bible, anything. They want Christianity out of America. We the Christians assume free speech, don't you? We assume it. And the right to our own beliefs, we assume that also. And the right to champion those beliefs publicly. But we will now be faced with a defensive, protective, reactive approach to those rights, fending off the aggressive attacks, like in California, sure to come. The fight is on, as we were warned by Chief Justice John Roberts, and is it ever. And it will only get more aggressive. This California legislation is just another example of how polarized, separated, and antagonistic, even hateful, our country has become. There is no dialogue. There is no dialogue, but only demand, and perhaps from both sides. There is no discussion, but only demonizing the other. And in so many states, and even at the federal level, the radical progressives have the power of the legislature behind them. And the tacit, if not open, endorsement and encouragement of governors. If we are in fact true Bible-believing Christians, are you? We have no other option but to stand up and fight the fight of faith. No other option. Again, that fight is on everywhere in one form or another. So, my fellow Christians, you need to put on the helmet of faith and take up the sword of truth, and join this battle today, today, now. Get on with it. We, Christians and Americans who love free speech and freedom of religion, we have no other choice.